Chapter 6. Estimating Repairs. Years ago, I would get 3 rehab estimates for every house that I would day trade. The problem is that it took a long time and was difficult to find one, much less 3, to give me a free estimate, especially if I was doing multiple deals in one area. The contractors would get tired of giving me estimates if they didn't get the job from my buyer. The second problem is that if my buyer used one of the 3 contractors and there was a problem, my buyer would blame me. They would say something like, "Your contractor ripped me off." So now all I do is give a range of what I think it will take to fix up the property. I also advise all of my buyers to do their own due diligence so they know what work has to be done once they buy the property from me. Now, how do I determine the range of repair cost that I give to my buyers? I use a simple per square footage cost. In other words, I base the repair range on a dollar amount per square foot based on the amount of square footage of the house. Here's how it works. For light cosmetic repairs, I figure anywhere from $8 to $10 per square foot. This is for paint and carpet. For a light rehab, I figure $12 to $15 per square foot, paint, carpet, and a few other items like countertops, etc. For major rehab, I use $18 to $20 per square foot to estimate the repairs. This is paint, carpet, kitchen and bath remodel, etc. If you use this formula, you will be fine, and it will give your prospective buyers an idea of the repair range. Then you can leave the rest to your buyer to estimate in more detail. How to find out the real deal on the neighborhood? Here is a great idea to find out information about a property and the neighborhood. For any property you are thinking about buying, call the local police department and ask them if you can get a police report for all of the activity in the neighborhood where your property is located. Some will have a website where you can get the information, and some will have to mail it to you. If you own rentals, you will want to call or go to the website at least once a year to get a report. This will help you keep track on how the neighborhood is doing and whether it is going up or down. Here is another great idea that you should do on all of the properties you are looking at buying. Contact the local building inspection department or code enforcement department to make sure that there are no code violations on the subject property. And if there are, you need to get a list. This is also a good time to ask them for a list of all the properties under code enforcement to try to buy those properties. This is a great time to go back to the seller to renegotiate a better price. Do not take advantage of anyone, but it is a great negotiating tool. You can also find out about any crime in the neighborhood by going to Trulia.com and type in the address. Then you click on the crib tab and look at the heat map. This is a color code, and it will give you an idea of the amount of crime in the area where you are buying the property. I would not be concerned about minor traffic violations, but if there are multiple break-ins, domestic disturbances, or drug arrests, you need to be aware and make a decision whether you are willing to buy the property. If you are just starting out, stay away from the war zones. These are areas with a lot of crime, especially drug-related crimes. There is a buyer for every house, but I do not want you to get into a deal that you cannot sell when starting out.